I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Welcome back to another episode of Reality, where, of course, we're going through all the reality TV gossip. But look, the Love Island finale, whew, it's just a few days away, And we need to go through it all. And I have the right people in the studio to help me. It's Deji and Natalia, everybody. Woo, 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 woo.
Hola, what are you lot saying? Shorty.
Your so skin, excited. Both of you lot fresh from Spain. I can tell you come back from a holiday. Yeah. How's it feeling?
The black of the berry, the sweet of the juice. You know what I'm saying, man?
Oh, love it feels that. Nice to be back. Yeah, it was
nice to be back. Have you been receiving a lot of love from people on the streets?
Yeah, a lot crazy. Of love. It's actually
wow.
Mad.
Yeah, it's been crazy, man.
Why has it been crazy? Who's been stopping you? Where have you been seeing
everywhere, people? Like, it's been blessings, man. I can't lie. Like, I just didn't think I'd be getting as much love as I am. Do you know what I'm saying?
Why didn't you think that?
Do you know what it is? It's like, obviously, I'm not part of the OG crew. Stepping into Casa. Like the fan favorite, Dami and India. Do you know what I'm saying? I'll risk in my life trying to break, that bond.
About risking your life.
Do you know what I'm saying? So obviously, I just you don't know what's going on the outside. Do you know what I'm saying? But like, I've been like so much love.
Was it nervous leaving? I can imagine like when you're about to get your phone back, you're like, oh, what are people thinking? Yeah. What are people gonna say?
Yeah, definitely. I weren't really thinking about that, if I'm honest. Like, I was more happy just to get back with my family. Like, I've been out there for like 5 weeks. Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying? It was gonna come to 6 if I stayed in. So like, for me, it was more like, all right, I get to see my family. I weren't really, even when I was back, I didn't really go on my phone too tough.
Like, wow.
Yeah, that wasn't my focus.
It was definitely good. Like, I was the same, like, sort of like mostly like interested in hearing what my friends and my family had to say, if they were proud of me. If like, because for me, that's the opinion that I value the most.
Exactly.
So I just wanted to know. I was like, okay, guys, what do you think? Be honest. As soon as I heard what they thought, I was like, okay, chill then.
Yeah. But look, I don't care what you lot say. You two had main character energy on that show. You left the show with 2 iconic sayings. I don't want peace.
I want problems.
Oh my
Ekin
God.
Sue.
Ekin who?
No, let's talk about that, because you were in the villa for how many days?
3 days.
I remember, I think I missed the episode.
3.5, yeah.
Yeah, I missed the episode the night before when you lot went in. And I just saw this clip going around on Twitter saying, Ekin Sue, Ekin who? I said, who's this?
But babe, honestly, it did not even mean like, as in like trying to like question who she was, but because she was telling me, like, don't you walk away from me. And I'm like, who are you to me? Not in terms of like, who are you like as a person?
Yeah, yeah.
Who,
like, who
are you to me?
You?
Like, I don't know you. Like, at the end of the day, respectfully, like, I don't know you. So,
no, but that's the energy we needed in the show. Because I feel like the show at the moment, like, watching it, was like, oh.
It was getting boring, wasn't it? We needed a bit of spice. Mm. Yeah.
And you brought that spice.
Yeah, no, I mean.
All because of Davide.
All because of Davide.
King Davide.
Competition for Davide's love.
Wow, but Davide. You were fighting for him, though. You were really fighting for him.
He wasn't really like that, you know? Like, I just, obviously, he was my type and he was someone that I wanted to get to know. And, like, because they have a good thing going, she got a little bit territorial, but that's, like, fair enough. Like, do you know what I mean? I would too if Davide was my man. I don't blame her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, speaking to him and getting to know him, like, what was it you liked about him?
Well, obviously, we had very little time to actually talk. But yeah. What I liked about him is that he felt very real. So, like, when I talked to him, I felt comfortable because he was, like, just being very real. Like, you know when you talk to someone and you can feel the energy? Like, they're not trying to play up to any character or not trying to, like, do anything. They're just being themselves.
Yeah.
So he was, like, himself, and that's what I liked.
Yeah. And when you enter the villa, I think, did you have to kiss, like, three guys or something like that?
Yeah, so I had to do a dare and kiss three guys. Yeah,
so you kissed Adam.
I kissed Adam, Davide, and Deji.
Deji?
Yeah.
Why did you choose Deji? You know, he's your type. He's a handsome guy.
Deji is a good-looking guy.
Mr.
Like,
succulent lips.
I've told him.
It's making sense.
Nice, juicy lips, not going to lie.
It's making sense.
No, obviously, like, Deji is a good-looking
not
guy.
Not Daddy.
Daddy. Daddy.
No,
you can call him Daddy.
You can call me Daddy. Oh, my.
Okay.
No, I'm just
joking. Lacey.
Yeah, no, Lacey's not. Babe, me and Lacey are close. We are good. We're friends. I'm not like, yeah. We're all
okay, wait, this is all too much going on. First of all. So you and Lacey, what's the situation?
Yeah, me and Lacey, do you know what it is? Expect the unexpected. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, when she first come in, I can't lie, it weren't there for me. Like, because... Yeah.
He wasn't your cup of tea at the moment.
Nah. I just thought, obviously, you're going to probably go in for Adam, Davide, or like Andrew sort of thing. Like, that was her kind of mission. So, like, I just let her do her thing. And obviously, I was with Adam, just talking, and then she come over to obviously probably still Adam. And then obviously, I got caught up in the conversation, and then Adam just kind of got drowned out, left, and then we were just talking for God knows how long. And then she was like, do you know what? Damn, like, I didn't expect, like,
so that convo, what were we talking about? What were we bonding over?
On my life, I could not tell you.
Wow,
like it was like that. Like,
so you were blinded in love, you were dazed, you were almost...
Please do not you say
almost,
rubbish.
You were almost confused. Yeah. You don't even remember what you were just looking into her eyes.
Wow.
Do you know what it is? Time flies when you're having fun. That's all I'm gonna say.
So you were dazed. You know, sometimes when you're talking to someone, you're like, you're dazed. It's like, so you don't know what's like, going damn. On. You're like, oh my gosh.
Like, really unexpected it. Like, it was not expected. Like, I thought she was gonna be boring. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Yeah.
But yeah, now
so her personality got you. It grabbed your heart.
Yeah, 1,000%. Like, wow. The girl can talk, innit? Okay. Do you know what I'm saying? And like, she's proper good vibes, man. So,
yeah.
And what's the situation now then? Where's this going?
Obviously, we're both extremely busy. Obviously, like, chill the family, and then obviously this weekend, we'll kind of probably make plans when we're both free and then kind of just link up. Like, obviously, it's early days. I'm not saying that she's my wife or anything like that.
You know, early days, if you're getting to know hold on. But if you're getting to know someone, you're getting to know someone. Yeah, so, when you say making plans, is this going to be dinner? Is it going to be.
Yeah. Obviously, and then like, obviously, a couple like places have like hit us up to like, oh, you and Lacey should come to us, like,
to eat.
So we have like so many things lined up. But
what
type
of things do you want to do with her when you take her up? Where's your dream location to take her?
Do you know what it is? Like, anywhere where it could just be like our privacy, like our privacy is key, innit? Do you know what I'm saying? Only because like, I don't want mid conversation and people are like, oh, like, can we take pictures and stuff? Like, I love that, but it's kind of like I want to get to know her. Do you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, we didn't really get time in the villa like that. It was like one sleepover and then, can you pack your distance? Pack your
hold on, it wasn't a sleepover, but hey.
Yeah, do you know what I'm saying? Like, it was just, we slept in the bed one night, the next day was, can you pack your distance, please, and evacuate? So it was like, yeah.
Wow. And obviously, look, you entered in Casa. I remember saying on After Sun, actually, I said, this Deji guy, he's coming with confidence. You went in for the kill for India. Now... In that situation, do you feel like, you know, obviously, the way I saw it, it was like India was like, no. How did it feel on your end?
Do you know how it was? Because when I first went in, I was talking to everyone.
Mm.
Do you know what I'm saying? I was talking to everyone. And it was more of a, with India, I wanted to know where her head was at, but she wasn't really giving me much to feed on. Do you know what I'm saying? So now I just tried to play that. All right, cool. You go over there. And then she was having the conversations with the guys and certain man it went banging with. So now I was like, all right, cool. Like, this is my time to shine. When the challenge comes, and then obviously she's like the Kiss the Islander that he fancied the most. Because obviously I see her and Sam talking. And like, from Sam will come back and be like, oh yeah, me and her have like had great conversations, blah, blah, blah. So I'm thinking, okay, maybe you're doing your thing. Yeah. And then when she kissed me, he was a bit discombobulated. Do you know what I'm saying? So then,
sorry, that word discombobulated.
Yeah. Downloaded in his head. Yeah. I'm telling you. So,
discombobulated. Discombobulated.
Yeah, 1,000.
What does that mean? It's just a bamboo. Discombobulated.
Confused. Yeah, so obviously I had to use that as my gateway of, you kissed me. Is there a little something there? And then she was like, yeah. And I was like, all right, cool. I got you. Just worked my magic.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you did. And I feel like eventually, remember on the show, India was saying things to the girls like, oh, you know, Deji just reminds me of home, like his accent, his London accent. Did you hear all of that?
Yeah. She said that. I'm telling you now, it was not easy.
But you got her to that stage where she was, you know.
Like what her and Dami had was strong, So it was not easy.
Well, look, I know what they have is strong, but I think even you said when she said that she was going back to Dami, you were kind of like, what did you say? You were like,
yeah, I was a bit. Do you know what it is?
You were like, are you sure you want to? Something along those lines.
Nah, do you know what it is? What it was, was obviously me and her had a conversation. I'm not a fool, innit? So for me, the conversation that was had was like, you know, when we go back, if we go back to the main villa, I'm going to be getting to know him as well. And obviously, I'm not a fool. Like, yeah, I know that. And for me, it was like a test on what we had, because it's like whoever you gravitate towards to more, fair be it kind of thing. So I knew if we went in there and she was feeling him more, then it is what it is kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I didn't, when it came to the final conversation we had, the reason why I said I wasn't expecting it, because what we had was so strong, was there were conversations that we had where she was like, she would come to me and be like, oh, he said this, this, and this. But she'd be like, sat on my lap, kissing me and da-da-da-da. So then it was like, I have nothing to worry about kind of thing. Do you know what I'm saying? There was never any inkling that made me go, okay, cool. Tomorrow, you're here today, but gone tomorrow kind of thing.
Did you ever see them kissing?
Did it not show?
I don't think I
have never seen them kissing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay. So obviously,
how many kisses? Oh, wow. How many times?
Let me know. It was normal. Like, it was just a normal thing.
Yeah, but how many times?
I won't count.
Really?
Like, I'm not lying. That. Yeah, it was just so normal. Like, it was so normal. Like, before bed.
A few times.
Like, it was nothing crazy. Like, do you know what I'm saying? But, like, you see what it is? She was very respectful. So, like, in his presence, that none of that nonsense happened. Do you know what I'm saying? And obviously, Billy and them lot can vouch for me. That I'm not lying, do you know what I'm saying? But when the situation between her and Dami happened, for me, she kind of went off of Paige's advice and Dami's advice. But what a lot of people don't understand is that certain situations happened and then we had a rest day for 2 days.
Yeah.
And we weren't allowed to talk to each other for 2 days. Yeah, for 2 days. And we've never done that before. Normally it's 1 day. Mm. So for 2 days, the whole situation was lingering on her brain of me or him. But because I wasn't myself when I come into the villa, she just felt like my vibes were just a bit off with her. Do you know what I'm saying? But it wasn't off with her. Like, I'm in a place where I'm not comfortable. And the only person that made me feel stable was her.
What do you mean you weren't yourself?
Obviously I come in now and I'm with Dami's girl. Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying? So Dami isn't really trying to talk to me too
tough. Was it quite awkward in the beginning?
Awkward, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he say anything to you at all? Was it?
Nah, not really. He was ignoring both of us.
Did you walk past each other in the bedroom
and
whatever?
We spoke briefly at the fire pit after it was all said and done, but obviously I can see the energy's off kind of thing. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and we can then, definitely read the room when the energy's off in that place.
Like, it was like a split with like Team Villa, Team Casa. So like us Casa boys and us Casa girls were there, and then the villa lot were there kind of thing. And it was just, because of that, it made me, just not me. Obviously, you're not going to feel comfortable in like an awkward situation kind of thing, innit?
Yeah.
So I think she took that the wrong way and thought I was being off of her.
Oh.
So then, even though things between me and her were like cool, when we had like the rest days, like we were both told specifically we can't talk to each other, innit? So like for me, I ain't really trying to break the rules and like
go
in between enemy lines and stuff like that. But yeah, after the 2 days, she was like, she was just kind of like stuck in her thoughts, and then went to like Paige and stuff for advice. And then they just kind of, everyone was just saying, just go back with Dami, innit? So she just kind of went off of their impulse and did that.
Mm. So you think she just like didn't do it out of her own mind?
Nah. So like her decision was swayed.
From the girls.
Yeah. Well, Paige was one that had a conversation with her, innit? And then obviously Danica as well. So Paige and Danica were just kind of like, Danica was kind of like follow your heart kind of thing. But like Danica was Team Deji.
Yeah.
Because obviously she was with Josh. But then Paige did come out and say, yeah, she was Team Dami, which I 1,000% understand. And then when we went to, like, obviously me and her had a conversation and I just said, yeah, cool, it's done. Go, like, go do your thing. And it wasn't out of being, like, salty or whatever.
Yeah.
It was just a situation where I just feel like I knew you've gravitated towards him. Fair be it, innit? The best man won. I'm not going to cry about it. Like, I'm not going to cry over spilt milk kind of thing. And then, yeah, when we were in bed, like, obviously I was in my feelings about it. Like, I wasn't really trying to talk to her too tough because I was trying to emotionally disconnect myself.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? So it wasn't, like, out of disrespect or anything. So, like, when we got into bed, I would just kind of face the other way because I just, like, it was kind of hard for me. Do you know what I'm saying? Because I've never been in that situation before. Like, you're not in a situation where you're in a villa and you're in bed with someone 24/7. With someone 24/7. Do you know what I'm saying? You're going to catch feelings and stuff. And then she must have, Billy's, obviously I'm here, Billy's over there, and she goes to Billy, like, why is he, like, not talking to me? Can we, like, talk to the, convince him to speak to me? And then Billy was like, yo, like, just talk to her and hear her out, innit? And, like, she, like, tapped me a couple of times. I was like, yeah, cool. And then we spoke, and then she was kind of like, I'm not going to lie, like, I didn't want to end things. I just know you were not open for me to get to know both of you, you and Amy.
And you didn't want that?
No, I'm not going to lie. Obviously, I didn't. Like, yeah. It was kind of like you gravitate towards him or you gravitate towards me kind of thing. Like, I'm not trying to out-battle him. Like, I did what I had to, like, do for me and you. Like, I would rather go home than go into the main villa if I knew whatever me and you had was not serious. Do you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, we had that conversation. She was like, oh, yeah, like, I feel like this decision was rushed. Like, you, like, I didn't want to end things, blah, blah, blah. Like, I feel like, obviously, yeah, you didn't want to be in a situation where I got to know both of you. And then I was like, yeah, I understand. Like, we kind of had, like, a conversation about it, blah, blah, blah. And then it got to the next day and she was on, like, I was like, can we go for a talk, innit? So we went on the sunbed, on the daybed. And I was like to her, like, I'm not going to lie, like, I've been thinking about it because Davide and Jay were, like, the two people that were, like, Davide was like, listen, don't be hard-headed. Because in my situation with Ekin, I was saying, I'll never get back with Ekin. And then he was like, you got to be kind of mature about this kind of thing and be open-minded to it, innit? Have the conversation and be a bigger man kind of thing.
Yeah.
And Jay was saying the same thing. So then me and her had a conversation. I was like, I'm not going to lie. Like, I'm open to you kind of getting to know both of us. You know what I'm saying? Like, and she was like, yeah, cool. Like, we'll get to that. Yeah. Da, 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 da. And then can't lie, like, because I was in my feelings, I just kept double backing. Like,
fair enough.
One day, one second, I'll be like, yeah, cool. Next, I'll be like, nah, forget it. Do you know what I'm saying? And then it got to what happened? Yeah, it got to another conversation in bed, and like, she just got really stressed out about it all. And she was like, yeah, I can't lie. Like, I felt like I'm probably going to be falling in love with two people at this point. And then, like, it got pretty deep. I'm not going to lie, it got pretty deep. And then, yeah, then, like, it got to a point where she was even saying, like, I can't, like, I just even want to go home. Like, she was just, like, honestly stressed about it all, innit? And then for me, it was kind of like, I just kind of just need to detach myself from it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm saying? So I did. And, like, we just both just didn't speak. Just didn't speak.
At all?
Nah. And then, the clip where she gets out the bed and goes outside to see Dami.
Yeah.
She's, like, tapping me to speak to me. And I'm like, nah, like, don't talk to me kind of thing. Like, and it was not nothing bad towards her.
No, but I
just really wanted to disconnect myself because I just wanted
at that moment, how did you feel? Did you feel like, not that she led you on, but kind of like,
nah.
You know, so what was that feeling then?
Do you know what it is? She just, like, obviously her heart is with Dami. Do you know what I'm saying? But what me and her had couldn't be ignored.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? And with that situation in bed, I was like, nah, like, Dami's yours, like, just go with Dami kind of thing. Do you know what I'm saying? And I, like, obviously she was like, all right, fuck it then. Like, and then went out and obviously kissed him or whatever, da, 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 and then came back to the bed. And like, for me, that, like, kind of solidified, like, me and you were, like, done. And then, like, we spent, like, a couple of days not speaking. And then, like, after that, when I felt like I proper detached myself from it, me, her, and Dami were, like, best friends.
Wow.
It's weird. Honestly, best friends. And it's like, I really can see why she has what she has with Dami, because that's my guy. Like, I can't lie, that is my guy. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And it's like, I don't like the fact that people have made it out like, oh, me and Dami were like worst enemies fighting over like India, da, da, da. Bro, the guy liked her. I liked her. Do you know what I'm saying? She's a beautiful girl inside and out. And it's just like me and him didn't speak to each other because I'm with the girl that you want.
So did you ever have that conversation then? Or was it just...
Yeah, like, we had after a while, like when we obviously pushed past that, like because we weren't speaking to each other. And then one day we were both on like, we were on the tanning beds. God knows why. Why had two Niger boys on the tanning bed? I don't know. And then I just have a towel over my head and then he just literally like, we ain't spoke.
Yeah.
And he just turns to me and just goes, what are your friends like in Bedford? And I was like, what? And then like, then we just started small talking. Talk. Yeah, small talk. I started asking about Ireland. And then boy, we became
friends.
Boys. We became boys.
That's good.
Even at the fire pit, yeah, this is how I know what I did was mad. Because at the fire pit, after we just came back from the villa, even though it was mad awkward, he turned to me and goes, how did you even manage it? Like, how did you manage that to get India? Like, how? I literally said to him, bro, I don't know. That's how I know, like, what they had was strong.
Wow.
Do you know what I'm saying? For him to ask, like, how the hell do you
manage
that?
So do you think that he's going to stay loyal to her then? Like, until the end and even after the show?
100%. Like, I can't lie. I hate seeing all this, India should be with him when she gets out, like they're going to be together. Bro, like I want them to be strong. Like that's the whole point of it. Do you know what I'm saying? Like if she comes out and people expect her to get back with me, then bro, what was all of that? I love you for her, like the proposal from him and all of that for, do you know what I'm saying? Like bro, I'm rooting for them 1000% and it's not me. I was never bitter. Like when I read out their name, bro, I was excited for them. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I really have love for the pair of them.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? And it's real. Like, when you're in there, like, I cannot fake it. Like, if I did not like him, I'll tell you with whole chest, I do not like the guy. But, bro, like, if you've seen from the unseen bits and stuff, from the little punishment that we did, because she called Dami Deji, like, it's honestly love, man. So, like, there's no ill malice in my heart or their heart or nothing. Like, it's honestly love, man.
Wow. And Natalia, do you wish that you formed a bond in the villa like that? In fact, do you wish you entered in Casa?
Do you know what? Looking at it now, I kind of do. So I always had it in my head that I didn't want to go in Casa because, you know, like your chances are less or whatnot to actually like...
Some people make it though.
But you know what? I think that is actually would have been the best case scenario for me because in Casa at that point some couples were still like not as strong and also you do get like that time without the girls eyeing up on you or like constantly like being on top and know the whole territorial thing, so like I feel like I would have had a better chance if I had gone in Casa.
And earlier you said you can feel when there's tension in the villa. When did you feel that?
Definitely feel the tension. So like obviously as soon as we walked in, the tension, the energy was mad. Obviously, four bombshells walking in 10 days before the final. No one is going to be happy. But for me, it was especially like a lot of tension in the changing room, especially like the first night, I would say, and the second night. I mean, after like, you know, thankfully on the last night, it was a lot nicer and I was getting along.
But describe the tension on that first night. So was it like, people not saying hi? Was it a bit like,
so everyone sort of like making conversations within themselves and like making sure like we were included or even like you could see like, you know, like proper high school vibes when you're like gossiping and like sort of like saying little things and giving the eye. Like it was, girls can be very mean. I love boys, you know, boys are not like that. Girls can be very mean. And I felt like I literally like in high school all over again with proper mean girl vibes, you know. So yeah, that was a bit mad.
And was it hard to like proper integrate yourself eventually?
Well, because I had such a little time there, like I didn't actually have much time, but in the end, like I managed to like, you know, speak to some of the girls and actually like, you know, be able to speak with them and have like a good thing going. But I'm not gonna lie, like you could feel the tension, and especially like some little comments as well that were made.
What
you
comments
could just,
were made?
It was just like when I was leaving, like obviously like by the end of it, I thought like, you know, I was trying to be friendly with everyone and stuff. And with Paige, she just made a comment when I was leaving that for me, that like that's never going to go out of my head, which was like she was sort of like putting the stuff in my suitcase and she got an outfit out and she lifted it and she was like, oh, that is so cute. And then she looked at me and said, such a shame you didn't get to wear it. Like in a way that was like quite mean. So obviously she seems like a lovely girl, don't get me wrong. But like, I feel like because of that whole situation with me, I felt like I just felt like she just liked me. So that
made
me feel.
That was quite patronizing.
Yeah, that was very patronizing. And yeah, so I didn't appreciate that at all.
What is this with Paige when people come in the show? Someone always has something to say. Like, I don't know, like, obviously as a viewer, maybe I don't see it, but someone always has something to say about something maybe shady she's done or whatever. Like, what is the deal? What's the energy in there?
The thing is, obviously, like, I don't want to throw hate towards anyone because I don't think anybody deserves that.
Yeah, of course.
But
it's just a reoccurring
thing.
From
my experience with Paige, like, it was just a bit confusing to me. So it was like, oh, Natalia, have you worn this bikini before? It looks better if you cross it. Oh, she likes me. She's giving me fashion tips. And then mean girl comments behind my back. And like, so for me, it was just a bit confusing. And sometimes I'll think, I don't know if it was patronizing, if she was trying to like me and then didn't. Oh, your pancakes are really nice. Can I have some? Yeah, sure, have some. But then, like, looking and laughing it off and saying I need to go spec save. I don't know. It's just like, do you know what I mean?
What?
It's just, yeah. Well,
that must have been horror to live with.
Like, obviously, dang. I didn't see that. Okay, so this is the thing for me, okay? This is why I can tell you this, and I'm not even lying. Yeah. I love Ekin-Su because whatever problem there was, the girl came at me. We sorted it out.
And
we
was honest
it out.
And real.
We're honest. We ended up cooking together, like, having a laugh. And I love that. But for me, like, I didn't see these comments, like, until I was out. But obviously, I could feel the little looks and the energy. But when I saw it, I was like, oh, actually, that was weird.
Because
she never approached me and said, oh, Natalia, you know, this is the deal. Like, I don't think she likes confrontation. So, yeah.
Your page.
Yeah.
But do you think, you know, why she would have felt that way? Oh, maybe...
Because I went with a day with Adam, obviously. Yeah, she wasn't happy. Yeah. I mean, they were only together for, like, what, 10 days?
A week.
And she was, already very protective.
What did you say over there?
I said about a week, yeah.
Yeah, so they were together, like, she was with Adam for a week. And before that, she was madly in love. I don't know what it was with Jax. So for me, like, for her to be so territorial over Adam, it was a little bit weird for me.
Wow.
Yeah, like, I respect Ekin's territorial behaviour because they've been together for a long time.
But with Paige,
I was a bit shocked, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. Now, can we go back to the movie night episode where people were witnessing on the screen what was taking place in Casa?
Oh, my God. Deji's face was the
best
face. That's
your facial
reactions,
a representation of the whole country.
I didn't even know that was even going on.
Really?
The fact that he chose the clip that he knew that was going to... He chose it for a reason. He wanted problems.
Can't lie. That movie night was boring.
What?
It was boring as hell.
Really? Why?
I thought there was going to be more fire, man.
That's what a lot of people are saying, you know. Yeah, that's what a lot of
people
are saying.
It was medium. It was very medium.
I think it's because people squashed it quite quickly. Obviously, like, the last season, it was, like, mad.
I was surprised, though.
Yeah. I was thinking people were going to get exposed. And then it's like...
And you feel like more happens.
Yeah, like, obviously, like, I don't want anyone to be, like, bro, because obviously your mental health's on the line kind of thing if it gets a bit too mad in there. But it's like... A clips of Paige saying honey bun, bro, like
I can't lie,
like,
that's
even a waste
now?
Like, I'm seeing it and I'm just here, like, I've even wasted my time. even what is it, flipping,
do you know the clip that you chose, do you expect to see more as well?
Yeah, I was thinking, like, obviously I didn't want to, like, it wasn't even me that picked the clip, like, I wasn't like, yeah pick it, let me go and finish her, do you know what I'm saying? They were just there like, you announce it. And I was like, after I announced it, I even put my hands up and I was like, yo. Yeah, I was like, yo. I was like, yo. After I announced it, I was like, please do not, don't finish me.
Because I was looking at it and I was thinking, oh, you're the only guy who actually knows about the story.
No.
So I thought you chose it for a reason.
Because Bill's there as well. Billy's there as well.
Mm. It's funny because there was a period in the show where we saw Deji. We saw you a lot. And then you just ghosted for like 2 or 3 episodes.
Yeah,
and then you came back with those facial expressions.
Yeah,
We said, he's really come back to say, I'm still here.
I'm still there.
I'm still here. Bam. Literally.
Still here.
Wow.
That one was, I can't lie, the movie night was dead.
Wow.
Dead. Like, what? Side eye, something.
All right. So
what else should we have seen?
What
else should have been to movie night?
But you watched everything as well. So what else should we have seen?
Oh, mate.
Look,
even Dami and Luca and them lot were like, Casa Amor was a mazza. And they were like, they didn't even show like a scrape of...
See, look, the one thing that everyone was saying before movie night, and everyone was like, we can't wait for movie night because we can't wait for India to see the full extent of what Dami was getting up to.
Dami thought he was
finished.
And I'm
not trying to be funny, but I don't think India saw the full extent. And even when you speak now and you say, okay, yeah, Dami and India, fine. They have great connection, fine. But the reality is... India, I don't think she's still seen the full extent to what has happened. So yes, have all the feelings you want in the world, but have you seen the full picture?
But even with the, sorry to interrupt, but even with like the whole friendship between Paige and Dami as well, Dami was really like hyping Jax up to like do things as well, wasn't he? And then when Paige came back and she was upset, he was like comforting and her stuff, but no one ever saw that as well.
Like, obviously with that situation, the only reason why I say that India hasn't seen a full extent is because I've been with Summer. So some were saying, oh, if India knew this, if India knew that. But obviously, she ain't spilt the tea, but she's saying if she finds out, it's a long day. So for me, please.
Oh, so you wait, Summer didn't say anything. Summer didn't...
Nah, but Summer's like, Dami has held a lot. And obviously, that's why Summer was so upset when he was like, you're fake, because she's like, you didn't tell her stuff. Why are you then putting it upon me when it's your actions? Do you know what I'm saying?
Hold on. Speaking of Summer.
Yeah, I want to...
Summer and Josh, what is going on? We saw the pictures of them walking out of, I think, a film premiere, holding hands. Obviously, when Josh was on this show, and I think Summer was still in the villa, Josh said that, you know, he'd be happy to take her on a date. Summer was on this show last week, and Summer said, you know, me and Josh have been texting. And the day after that, I see them holding hands, and there's rumors of the dating. Oh, what's going on? What can you tell me?
Obviously, I was with them yesterday. From what I've seen, it could really blossom into something beautiful. I'm not going to lie. So, like, I hope it does, man. Like, they
look like they get along really well.
They really do. They really do. Like, Summer's quite fiery, but Josh brings out, like, the giddy side in her. Like, she's proper, like, giggly, girly. I don't know. He soothes her. Do you know what I'm saying? And it's like...
So this could be a thing. This could be something.
Potentially, I hope it does turn into something. I hope it does. Obviously, I can't speak for them. It's their situation. Like, I don't know if something's gone in there or not. But like, I don't know.
You know exactly what's going on.
It could blossom into something beautiful. Say. Man, it's not my business. You know what I'm saying? But it could turn into something beautiful, man. Honestly, and I hope it does, man. I hope it does.
Wow. Do you know what I've said to everyone here? Obviously, Danica, she's now out. And you know, I just feel like Danica's dream man was not on that show. It's elsewhere. Because she tried and tested and tried and tested. You were also a part of this journey. What do you mean?
JJ.
Hold on. Don't try and play it down now. You liked Danica. You made it clear.
There's a reason behind it.
Go on, explain.
In Casa,
yeah,
the Fantastic Four was me, India, Josh, Danica.
Yeah.
But there were points and times where me and Josh had conversations where we were like, if we switched, would it still work?
Switched?
Yeah. If I was seeing Danica and he was seeing India, because of how we vibed so well.
Yeah.
Because Josh wanted to get to know India, you know?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So we're like, if we switched, would we actually click kind of thing? So like when it all was like said and done, I was kind of looking around the room like, I wouldn't get along with you. But when we're in Casa, would it be making sense? Do you know what I'm saying? But my brethren's kind of caused a lot of mess for me to clean up, and I weren't trying to deal with that. Billy and Josh.
So you called her your queen. Can we get back to the basics here?
Danica is a queen, though.
Okay. Understand.
Don't get twisted.
No. He's trying to go around the situation, isn't he? Cool. But you wanted to get to know her.
Yeah, 1,000%. Cool. Yeah.
What did you like about her in the moment when you said, "Right, cool"? What did you like about her?
Do you know what it is, with Danica, when she's seeing someone, she gives 100%. Obviously, for a lot of guys, that could be too much kind of thing. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, she puts her all into it. And, like, for me, like, that's something that I like in a woman. Like, I know that your head's on me and me only. Slide dig at India. You know what I'm saying? Just the way she carried herself, like, she had enough energy, stuff like that. Like, she seemed as if
she's
ready to join the cookout. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But it's like, obviously, from conversations that me and her had, and she's talking about like her background, she's new to the culture kind of thing.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's going to take her some time to kind of ease over these sides, if that makes sense. But, man, that's her story to tell.
Yeah.
And Natalia, any other guys in there who you thought, you know what, I wish I had the chance, I wish. Or even when everyone's out, you never know, you know. There's the, you know.
So obviously, as you know, like, Davide is sort of like, you know, I found him attractive, and Jay and Davide are like kind of like similar vibes, isn't it? So yeah. I feel like if I had gone in when Jay was still there, we would probably have gotten along.
Look, let's talk about the future. Who do you want to speak to when everyone's out?
Out from there now?
You know, when it's the reunion show and everyone's out at the parties. Who do you want to speak to and say, you know,
like,
what?
Boys. Never really got
the the boys.
I'll probably have a chat with Jay,
Get to know Jay. Yeah. What do you like about him?
Well, number one is fit, obviously, as we can see. He's a good-looking guy. And he seems to be, like, very, like, sweet and, like, just, like, chilled vibe. He seems to be so chilled. Like, I don't think he would give me any stress. I think he would be very chilled.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I get from him.
Boy, but hope and pray so. So, look, right now we're going to go through the couple predictions. As you know, the finals are a couple of days away. And, look, just want to get your opinions on, like, you know, certain couples. Where do we think they're going to end up? Will they last, Tasha and Andrew?
Tasha and Andrew, do you know what? I actually think they will last, and I actually really like them together because if she, I know everyone seems to think, oh, she wanted to get away from him or whatnot, but I think she had a free pass with the Coco situation.
Really?
If she wanted to, she could have just said, okay, you've done something really bad, I don't want to be with you anymore. So if she got over that, it's because she actually really cares for him. Mm. So I actually genuinely think that they will stay together and they will actually like get along really well.
What do you think, Dechi?
But they better last. They've been through hell and back.
Literally.
Do you know what I'm saying? They've been through hell and back. Bro, I've seen Andrew moping around the villa for days, man. So I can really see she had his heart.
Moping.
Like, I swear to God, he was not himself. He wouldn't speak. Like, guy would be in the gym working out, taking his frustration out there. Like, and I was thinking, boy, if you're working out that hard with no headphones on, do you
no
know what I'm
headphones.
Saying? that pain in your heart is really fueling that workout, I'm telling you, do you know what I'm saying? And obviously, after everything that he did kind of thing, for her to like see past it and then them gravitate back towards each other, they must definitely have something strong there, do you know what I'm saying? So like, it's making sense.
Interesting. Ekansu and Davide, are they your winners?
Oh my God, yeah, definitely. They're the winners. Like, I think they'll definitely win. And
I
think they deserve to win as well. Yeah.
I feel like that because they brought sheer entertainment. Do you know what I'm saying?
Like they made it good to watch, like good TV.
Yeah, and I've seen how they are, like just like how you guys see Luca and Gemma floating around in the pool. Davide and Ekin do the same thing.
They have mad chemistry. Yeah. You can tell the sex tension that is high as
well. Yeah, it's like something from a movie watching him. Even how like he made her like the whole shebang to make him. Boy, it's a movie with them.
Wow.
It's a movie. It would make sense.
Like so they are the likely winners.
They are literally
for you,
mum and dad. Yeah.
Because I know, even though they're like our favourite, do you know what I'm saying? I feel like they're fan favourites. So obviously the votes are going to be in their favour.
Yeah.
Personally, I feel like Luca and Gemma, obviously from their whole journey in the villa, they are the strongest.
Yeah.
But we need to remember that Dami and India also went through an up and down, just like Jax and Paige, just like Andrew and Tasha and Davide and Ekin. Do you know what I'm saying? So it's like their situation also shows how strong they are because they both tested the waters, Daniel Summer, me and India. And obviously whatever they had was so strong to kind of, we experimented, but this is the result of our experiment. Do you know what I'm saying? So like, that's something beautiful that I'd also, they should be in the run up for winners as well. Like, do you know, every single one of them deserve to win. But I'm going to be honest with you, no one in there cares about winning. No one cares about going to a final. So, everyone's got what they want. So it's time for them to leave. They're more excited about leaving than the final.
I can imagine. They've been there for ages.
Yeah. So all that final stuff, even though I say my comment about like who's going to win, it's irrelevant. None of them really care about that. They just like they're really into each other. Like there shouldn't be any questions about who's fake and who's feeling who more than like, bro, if you're there, like you really can see like.
Yeah.
And obviously the thing with Luca and Gemma now, the tensions are just high because they just want to live their life on the outside. So it's just frustrating, man.
Wait, let's analyze Luca and Gemma a bit more. Obviously, like everyone knows that Luca is proper into Gemma.
Yeah,
I think she's into him the same way. You know, is it equal? Do you think?
Yeah.
I actually think she really likes him, and I think he really likes her too. I just think obviously, like she's a little bit more reserved, and I think that's how she is as a person anyway. So I don't think it has anything to do with her feelings for him. I think like the only thing I would say is, like, I think they're actually really good and they will get along. Yeah. I just think it's, like, she might, like, if he carries on the outside being, like, jealous and stuff like that, it might be a problem for them in the future. But I really see them, like, actually working out as well. Mm. And I think they're actually having, real feelings for each other as well. Yeah,
bro, yeah. My guy Luca, yeah. Cool off. Yeah. Like, honestly, you have nothing to worry about, man. Do you know what I'm saying? What they have is generally real. Like, Gemma made a statement in the Snog Mary Pie. Mm. Pied Billy and said, now you get the message. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, obviously, bro, you can see from Luca's actions how much he likes the girl.
Yeah, you
can
tell.
But, like, yeah, honestly, all I'll say to him is, like, cool off, man. Do you know what I'm saying? But it's like, I can see.
So you think he's a bit anxious, a little bit on the edge at
times?
Yeah,
but I don't know why he feels like that. He's a good-looking guy. You have nothing to worry about, my guy. Do you know what I'm saying? Hey, nothing. But honestly, I don't know what he's going through. I don't know what he's going through, which is, like, so I can't tell you. But it's like, bro, if you're like this in the villa, you're going to lose your head on the outside, baby.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Because
the DMs are going to be popping and vice versa. The DMs are going to be popping for both of them. So that's going to be the biggest challenge, man. So, like, if you're losing composure in there, composure on the outside is going to be out the window. Do you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I know when they're out, they're going to be good. Do you know what I'm saying? But it's just, I feel like it's going to be stressful, like, being in there. But I haven't seen the whole recent situation with them two. With the whole challenge that they had recently, I haven't seen that because I've been busy.
Yeah, so no, I can't. Sorry, no, I think
so let me not comment too tough, and then people start saying, "But you didn't see rare, and he was like there." Like I don't know what he was like recently.
Yeah.
So my comments now might be a bit outdated. They might be a bit outdated, but I don't know what's going on right now in recent times.
What about Adam and Paige? Because I don't know. A part of me thinks to myself, you know, is Paige going to catch up with Jax after? Like, what do we think?
Ali, you speak on that.
Why? You're trying to mind your business.
Obviously, she's been on a date with Adam.
Yeah.
So
you've
kind of have more of an insight of what you personally think.
Honestly, I'm still confused about everything. I, like, don't honestly. I'm like, I don't know what that date was. I don't know what that was. Like, I have no clue. I mean, I don't know.
Why are you confused?
I mean, he was, because obviously he was saying, like, so many times, like, oh, and two, I am in a position like Tash and Andrew. I would never close a door. I would, like, he said that a few times, and I don't know. For me, it was just a bit weird, but I don't know. I mean, I didn't really feel anything with Adam anyway.
Yeah.
And I'm not just saying that because obviously he pied me or whatever, because Davide pied me, and I'm not saying about the same thing about him. Mm. So with Adam, I don't know. It was just, I don't know. I guess I'll let them do their thing and we'll see what happens. Look, but I'm not putting my money on them. That's all I'm saying.
Look, a common thing that people have been saying on social media is that, obviously, you know, Adam's been on the show already. He's been on Love Island. You know, when he entered that villa, a lot of people knew that, you know, he's probably got some clout, you know, made a name for himself. Mm. Some people are saying, you know, maybe did that sway Paige's decision to want to get to know him? Obviously, I don't know. This is what people are saying. Yeah. I'm just throwing it out there.
I don't think that would be a reason, you know. To be fair, I don't see that as a reason, but I just think that, like,
as to why she likes him so quickly.
No, I don't think so. I don't think the reason that he's been there is why she would like him so quickly.
Nah.
I don't think that's a reason.
Adam is a smooth talker.
Mm.
Not going to lie to you. But obviously, when the strength of their situation is in question, the reason why I can't comment per se is because obviously I'm hearing that Adam was a savage and rare, and like everyone's a bit confused as to how he's turned from savage to simp. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and for me, it's just like the whole thing as well. Like,
And
like, also, you've been single for 2 months and you've gone on Love Island. Like, after being single for 2 months, that's a bit questionable. Yeah.
The math isn't really...
Yeah,
no, the
mathematicals are not mathematicking, but...
Yeah, because, like, you know...
But from what I've seen, they look strong.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? They look strong, but only time will tell. Yeah, only time will tell.
Yeah. Wow. But look, you know, on this show... Every single week we talk about icks. What gives you the ick in a relationship? What makes you go, bleh, I feel sick, I'm not talking to this person again? We'll go through a few.
Do you want to start?
Well, so when a guy calls me bud, that gives me the ick.
Bud?
Like, who?
Bud. When he say, oh, my bud, oh, you're this bud.
People say that.
Like, yeah, that's just lingo. My bird. My bird. Bird.
Maybe my
accent. Bird.
Bird.
Oh, bird. Bird.
Bird. Okay, sorry, my accent.
No, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
Flying little.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's a bit weird for me. My bird. It gives me the.
Do you say that to get your girls? That's, my birds?
That's not downloaded in my vocabulary.
Good one. That's not
about me. Yeah.
Even when Lucas said at some point, when your bird is talking to everyone, when your bird is.
Yeah, but bro, that's just. Yeah, that's certain people's lingo, though, isn't it? Do you know what I'm saying?
Like, no.
All right, one from you, and then I'll go through a list.
Oh, smoking. That's my number one, you know? Can't lie. I know a lot of people now are going to throw me off of their list. But yeah, nah, I don't really like that.
Wow. Yeah. So what, even vapes? You're not having a go?
No, I don't really care about vape, but just cigarette is just a bit mad.
Fair enough.
Yeah, just the whole smell of it.
So if you like smoking cigarettes, you're not for Deji, and Deji is not for you.
First of all, like I can't change you, but Lacey smokes. So the maths aren't mathing right now.
But she knows that.
But she vapes though. She vapes now. But like, I can't change her. Do you know what I'm saying? If that sways me away from her, it is what it is. But yeah, right.
But if that's an
ick. So if it's an ick, is that giving you the ick?
Nah, she knows though. She knows though. When I see her pick up nonsense, she does the vaping. The vaping, I don't mind. Mm. But cigarette hasn't been done around me too tough. So I can't, like, and if that starts happening and I run away, you guys know why. Because she's out smoking cigarettes.
So if they're not together anymore, we know why.
Yeah, it's because she's smoking cigarettes. It's because she's smoking cigarettes.
All right, cool. A loud eater.
Oh, that's Adam's thing.
What, he's a loud eater?
He's a loud eater.
No, that's his ick. That's his ick.
Oh.
Yeah, loud eater.
So how do you lot feel about that?
Yeah, no, that's not nice, is it?
I've never come across it, so it's like.
And if you did?
Me, I'm a loud chewer when I chew chewing gum, though. Apparently, so it's like I can't.
Sometimes close your mouth when you're
drinking. Yeah.
You don't need to be. You can.
Yeah, I've never come across it, so I can't see.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Bad hygiene.
Definitely an ick.
Please. Wow.
So you meet a guy, go on a date with him, very good looking, go on a date, but then go back to his house and his room is just messy.
No, if his room is like messy, that's fine. But
yeah, that contributes to bad hygiene.
No, but when I'm thinking bad hygiene, I'm thinking stinky breath. I'm thinking like not clean. Do you know what I mean? I'm thinking like more like.
What are you doing when they sleep? Yeah. What is that smell? Nah. Them ones. Bad hygiene is not for me.
Cool. And I say this one every single week, having an Android phone.
Can't like that.
That's so bad because like I wouldn't say give me the eek, but I definitely look at it in a judgy way, which shouldn't be. But I look at it and I'm like, why do you have an Android?
My mum has an Android, yeah. So it's like it just gives me my mum vibes.
Oh.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, it's just not normal.
I just feel like
it's for the older generation, do you know what I'm saying? Like,
no, I don't know.
Just Androids. I just
don't know how. Like, the thing is, for me,
it's the camera quality. I mean, what colour is even the screen?
Some of them bang, though. Some of them. Listen, I'm only defending it because my mum's got it. I don't want problems with my mum. I want peace with my mum, no problems.
But also, let me just tell you something. So, if your girl or your boy has an Android, I mean, I don't even know how to go on that phone. If I have to go on his phone for any reason, not that I would, but I wouldn't be able to anyway. So it's like,
would you check your partner's phone if you were like,
not without them knowing, like invading their privacy and stuff, but like I've like my partner, like we would have each other's password, we'd go on each other's phone to like do things. So like if I'm trying to use your phone, like I can't even use it.
Because if you see a conversation even before you even existed, it'll just play in your head. So I just mind my business.
No, I don't go on it like, you know, behind your back and stuff, but I'm very open. So like if I'm in a relationship, he can have my phone, like take pictures, check emails, do whatever you want.
It's not for me.
Wow.
I don't hide.
Hold on. One thing we have to clarify. Obviously, I know that it was already clarified on your Instagram account, but when you were in the villa, obviously, you know, there was a lot of talk online and people were saying Deji had a whole girlfriend before he entered the villa. Like, what's the situation of that?
Now, obviously, she is like someone that, like, we have slept together in the past, do you know what I'm saying? But it was like a failed talking stage kind of thing.
Yeah.
So it's like, it just turned into a friendship. Like, we're proper cool. My brother's dating her best friend. Like, it's all proper love, innit? So obviously, she knew I was going to the villa, because she's my friend. Like, the reason why we were like on FaceTime that day is like, we're just talking about just general stuff. Yeah. Like, we're cool. So what I thought was mad was that she screenshotted it before I went in, blah, blah. So like, as a friend, were you plotting on me the whole time?
Why
like,
do you know what I'm saying?
Were you plotting on me? How you use the word friend.
Yeah
so, bro, like, woo. Honestly, I can't lie. If she was like an old flame, I would own up to it. Okay, she's an old flame. I dumped her to go in, blah, blah, blah. But that wasn't the case. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, when I really, really deep it, you screenshotted it. Were you planning to finish me the whole time?
Mm.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, was that? And
why would you screenshot it? Like,
so like, I generally weren't angry. I was like proper upset about it.
Yeah.
Because there's old flames that I had before I come in, nothing serious. And if they come out and said, oh yeah, we were talking,
fair enough.
Like, you can say that. Ooh. But her, nah, come on, man. Like, hurt my brother a lot because obviously you're around my family, like. Yeah, I don't know. Like, that's just dodgy behavior, man.
So that's a non-story.
Yeah.
It's a false story.
Yeah, and then, like, I don't think it's fair because then she tried to turn it around on like my people, saying whoever was handling an account made it like 10,000 times worse, blah blah blah. And I was like,
made what worse?
The backlash that she got. Because obviously,
why would you even like share that if you're not?
Yeah, like the thing is, yeah, if you were quote unquote clout chasing, what were you going to do with the clout? Like, honestly, what were you going to do with the clout? That's what I don't understand. And, like, you got to take into consideration, like, you've upset my brother, which is mad. Like, and you upset my family, innit? Do you know what I'm saying? Mm. And for why?
Yeah.
And it's like, now you're talking about your mental health and how you were receiving death threats and how the person that was handling my account made your life hell. You started it.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, all he said was, you weren't the star player, let alone on the reserves. That's all he said. Do you know what I'm saying? That's all he said. But you really went out your way to cause damage to me to prove, oh yeah, we really were talking. Here's a screenshot. Da, da, da. You premeditated that. And the whole time, I'm thinking, yeah, we're friends, we're cool. When you were going through your downs, I was there going for walks with you, like letting you vent and stuff. And that's what you were planning to do. I think that's so mad.
Would you say that was the biggest thing to affect you after leaving the villa?
Yeah, I can't lie. Like, I don't care about all the trolling and all that stuff, but like that was mad because to me
that was someone in your life, someone who was in
your family. Swear to God, like that was like my I wouldn't say my best friend. Like, we weren't best friends. Do you know what I'm saying? Because I have a girl best friend. Do you know what I'm saying? But like, that was someone that I would be like, yeah. Not an acquaintance.
Yeah.
Me and her are quite close. Like, I'll defend her. Da, da, da. So, like, that.
But she lied on your name.
Like, that's so, man. I'm not faking it, nothing like that. Like, I'm honestly, like, the first thing I did was message her, like, oh, I found out what happened. Are you okay? Da, da, da. My brother told me about all of it. Do you know what I'm saying? I heard it, obviously, from the press team. And then it was kind of just like, not necessarily on the defensive, but like, yeah, I'm okay. But whoever was running your account made it worse. Da, da, da. And I'm thinking, bro, like, you're still not deep in what you did though. I'm not expecting an apology, but a conversation needs to be had because I need to understand why you did that. Do you know what I'm saying? But I don't know. Like
Wow. So the picture going viral didn't affect you at all? The picture where people said that your ball bags were hanging out of your shorts.
I don't care about that. Do you know what I'm saying? I don't care about
that. No, because I think it was just your shorts. I said it was just the way your shorts were.
No, I don't care about that. If you want to see my junk, that's no problem. Do you know what I'm saying? I don't care about that. Like, I honestly don't care about that. But that situation, I do care about, innit? I do honestly care about because that was like someone that was actually somewhat close to me, close to my family and stuff. And then people were saying, when you go on a show, do not trust anyone. And I didn't really, I didn't really deep it because everyone around me is like, my circle is small.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, if I delete every contact in my phone and I got like a text, I know who's who kind of thing. That's how close we are. Do you know what I'm saying? From just conversations alone. So like, that one, I can't lie.
Wow. But
pain in my left chest, I'll tell you that.
Well, look, on the bright side, you had Ovi endorsing you. You two need to link up, you know?
Apparently, Ovi walked so I could run. That's what I'm seeing. Krebs, Amber Gill, like loads of people kind of like,
Look, the world's your oyster now.
Yeah, man. Like it's, honestly, it's so surreal. It's like crazy. I feel like it hasn't really settled in too tough.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? But like, honestly, it's just positivity, man.
Exactly.
Honestly, it's just positivity. Like all that negative stuff, please keep bad vibes away from me. please. Because it's like, honestly, like, I've got so much energy and love to give. And like, honestly, with this platform that I'm given, like, by God's grace, like, I can actually, like, make changes in the world. Like, do you know what I'm saying? And I know that sounds mad, yeah, because it's like, I'm Deji from Love Island. Like, I've not done anything significant in the world, yeah. But like, after like, this kind of wears off, I hope people know me for something that actually is meaningful. Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying? My mom didn't 100%. Give birth to a fool. Like, she really raised me to be a king, innit? Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And like, that's what I wanna, like, I wanna make like a strong standpoint.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, just like use whatever, like, you know, you get from this,
whatever,
you know,
I benefit, can,
like, to give back as well, and like, you know, share something to make
1,000%. Like, someone like Akon's like my idol.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't, even though Akon's Akon from music, Akon has his own currency.
Yeah,
Akon's giving back to his people, kind of thing. Yeah, like, what is the point of me? Obviously, I'm still young. I'm going to live my best life and be out here in these clubs and
these streets like a fox. Yeah,
I've been out in the streets. I've retired, please. But on a serious note, man, I pray. Obviously, I follow the path that God made for me, man, and I honestly hope that I do make serious changes in this life.
Yep,
that's literally it, man.
And trust that you
can, and I'm not just saying this as a, like, I'm not perfect. That's one thing about me, I'm not perfect. Do you know what I'm saying? But like, I try my best to like follow my mom's guidance and my father's guidance and my stepfather's guidance. Like, yeah, my parents, everyone that was in my life, involved in my life, really, really kind of like, yeah, raised me well, man. So like, like, I'm not faking all this. People were like, oh yeah, you just pretend to be on good vibes. Like, don't get it twisted. You can't speak to me anyhow, and I'm just gonna say sorry. I'm not a dickhead.
Woo.
Yeah. Like, I'm not. Like, if you, I give the same energy I receive.
Yeah.
I want to show love and respect to everyone. My mom always said, like, give the energy you want to receive in it. Do you know what I'm saying? I'll do that. But my mom said, my name is Deji, not doormat. Do you know what I'm saying? So you can't walk all over me. It's impossible. Do you know what I'm saying? It is impossible. I'm good vibes, but if you're mean, I'll be mean back. You know what I'm saying? But yeah.
I hear it.
I love everybody.
I hear it. But guys, a couple of days away from the finals, one last prediction. Who's going to win this?
Ekin and Davide.
Yeah, man, they're the fan favourites, man. Ekin and Davide. I'm going to...
That's the final. That's your final.
Yeah.
Say it now, forever hold your peace.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't really, like... Listen, Molly May and Tommy are still going strong.
Yeah.
They didn't win.
You're correct.
So I'm not saying that they're the strongest couple.
Yeah.
Because Amber and, was it Greg? They won, and what happened?
That topic is for another day, but
exactly.
I know what you mean.
Do you know what I'm saying? So I'm not saying they're going to be the strongest couple and everyone's going to collapse.
But they're definitely going to win. I'm putting my money.
They're going to win because they're the fan favourites.
Ooh, well, look, thank you guys so much for joining me on the show.
Thanks for having us. Thank you.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.